Okay, let's get started for the last talk for this afternoon. In fact, the last talk for the workshop. It's a pleasure to introduce Jan Karabash, who's also from
Mate Dal University. Okay, thank you for the introduction. Also, thank to organizer for a possibility to communicate the outcome of our interest in discrete group actions, me and Roman and someone else, and also thank again Martin for making the possibility that things are real because of completing the homework on at the BLED conference, from the BLED conference. So, well, the natural question appears when we are done with vertex transitive maps, okay, classification of vertex transitive maps. Let's look for classification of edge transitive maps. Well, we solved in some sense this problem. Okay, we solved completely this problem for orientable case. And I know that we are not the first who are interested and solved in some way this problem. For example, all this result known to me is classification done by Graver and Watkins in 1997, and the continuation by Josef Schirahn, Watkins and Tom Tucker. They proved that the classification is in some sense regular, so all possibilities, all families which were introduced are pairwise different, so it is real classification. And this classification also appeared in a PhD thesis and papers by Alan Orbanic and Tomasz Pisanski. So this is another contribution to the topic. Another interesting maybe historical point appeared that when we were done with Archimedean maps and vertex transitive classification, one day I just note to the piece of paper, look at edge transitive guys. And Roman came day or two after and look at edge transitive guys. So it is something natural. So we are going to use the method we developed for vertex transitive map classification, and we know that this problem is solvable because if map on orientable surface is edge transitive, then its quotient by orientation preserving automorphism group is not so big, in a sense that it must have at most two edges. The nice idea is to reduce the classification of edge transitive maps into the problem of classification of vertex transitive guys which is known for us. And okay, this year is false, but this is the next year, but who cares. And then we'll use all the machinery which was communicated by Roman two hours ago, and also we can reconstruct by solving this problem or solving this classification all edge transitive guys which are orientable up to some genus or with up to some number of edges. So, how to do this classification in using this machinery? At first, this is a really simple observation. Then, if when a map is edge transitive, then its medial map must be vertex transitive. So this is really nice interconnection between edge transitive guys and edge transitive guys. But to have a really nice map and avoid the non-orientable situation, non-orientable quotient disk and so on, our map or our quotient map or medial map has to have bipartite dual. But on orientable surfaces, there is no problem with this. another point is that if you have some action, map upstairs and your quotient down to its quotient, then its projection commutes with this operation like medial truncation and so on and so on. And this is shown on this diagram which goes directly from Kebe theorem. This is saying nothing but if you playing with your vertex transitive map and apply medial to your map, you can play also in the same way with medial map, but you have more. The action of the automorphism group of your original map is the same on your medial map. So if you are studying medial maps, you are in fact studying edge transitive maps in a sense. Well, so how to set medial first? Because we need to set some constraints on the of the classification. At first, your map, your quotient map, your edge transitive map has no semi-edge. The only edge transitive maps with the semi-edge is nothing but trial map along the this boundary, and its respective medial is exactly this. your map, your medial map may not have vertices of valency 1 because, imagine this is a disk, okay, this disk. And if you have such guy, this is the only situation of edge transitive map which has medial map with vertexes of valency 1. If your edge transitive map has itself semi-edges, then it's something like this, or K semistar on a sphere, so this is not interesting family in the sense. So, medial map has to have valency 4, and quotients of medial map may have valencies which are divisors of 4. Well, on an orientable surface, as you can see from the picture down, should be bipartite, and this bipartition is in a relation with so-called vertex faces and face faces of the medial map. Moreover, the automorphism which acting on your map, on your edge transitive map, even on medial, should preserve vertexes, edges, and faces. So you cannot permute black and white faces of the medial map, because in that case you will obtain something which is out of orientation, out plus, and it is exactly duality. So any automorphism should preserve of edge transitive map should preserve face coloring of the respective medial maps, and we may agree or we can agree that degenerate maps are will be out of interest, but it is not so difficult to put them out. So we have edge transitive map. We make or create the medial map. Then we are using exactly factorization and lifting methods. So medial map, respective medial map, have to have one or two quotient. One of the quotient of medial map have to have at most two vertices, and We also know that these vertices have to have the valency at most 4, so it is really small map anyway. And well, this second point is nothing that the illustration of this Kerber diagram in a slide before. If you have some map, for example, regular one, its quotient, just redrawing the picture downstairs on a respective orbifold, you will obtain another geometric transformation, for example, prolongation, but also medial. So this is one of interesting medial maps we are studying. In fact, studying or exploring medials, small maps, which have some prescribed properties, we want to observe what kind of discrete group will act. What kinds of discrete group we will need to employ in a lifting procedure. And we observed, we constructed, in fact, that just 4 families, 4 kinds of discrete groups are needed and are interesting. In a way, this triangular signature is closely related with regular maps and hypermaps. This is something which was suggested by Roman in last Oaxaca conference to compute, and because it looks like that this is quite interesting family of discrete groups. Anyway, these are also large actions of the groups, and since we need to deal with some edge transitive maps which has toroidal quotients, we need these signatures and these respective Fuchsian groups. Better to say, the quotient of these groups to be computed, and this is done. So this is really nice that we have just few quotients and just few types of discrete groups to consider. Okay, how to obtain this red list? Because the conditions on medial maps are quite restrictive, and we know that we need to embed these quotients into orbifolds. This is pretty easy to draw the map with some combinatorial conditions fulfilled and put into faces and into vertices some branch points. And out of 28 possibilities of combinatorially of maps of degree at most 4, just these 6 maps can be successfully embedded into respective orbifold. In five cases, these maps are spherical and one toroidal family, but these are not edge transitive maps. These are just medials, and we need these quotient maps just to reveal what orbifold kinds are needed. But this is pretty easy to go back to the quotients of edge transitive maps. So these are antimedials of these maps. these antimedials are sitting on the same orbifolds of the same times, same action, same groups are acting on these surfaces, and same group actions will be used to reconstruct the respective edge transitive maps. Okay, there are 2 points to consider. At first, From these pictures, it's pretty easy to eliminate degenerate maps from downstairs, because there are some conditions that I want not to have loops in my maps. I don't want to have vertices of degree 2 in my maps. So these are conditions on branch points, branch indices. I don't want to have diagons planarly embedded in my map. So these are another conditions on my map, on signatures. And in fact, the only interesting case in general are orbifolds with hyperbolic signatures. So if you use orbifolds with hyperbolic signatures, you will obtain non-degenerate maps. But still, there is a problem. You can use hyperbolic signature, for example, 237 for genus 3, on this quotient. But if you set somewhere here 237, for example, you have to put 1 somewhere, and you are in troubles because you will obtain degenerate maps. So, it is possible to associate the actions of other family to some quotient maps, to some pattern. This is not interesting. So these orbifolds are hardly related to these quotient maps, and so it is possible, it is not interesting to make some word things. Well, so we have six families of the quotients, or six families of the maps, which arising from these quotients, but classification is still not done, because these quotients, 1, A3, E4, E5, and E6, have in fact two edges in the quotients. So these two edges will be lifted into two edge orbits in actions of out plus, and this map will be not edge transitive. So we will need to observe or to find some special symmetry, in fact reflection may not be duality, which glues together in a sense, or transpose these edge orbits. If we will be able to find this symmetry downstairs, this symmetry, since this discrete group is of maximal order or minimal index in automorphism groups, will lift, and we will obtain transitive guy, edge transitive guy. So this is the solution of the problem. Problem is, again, classify edge transitive maps up of higher genera up to isomorphism, and the answer is there exist in fact seven families of orientable maps of orientable edge transitive maps up to duality, and nine families of edge transitive maps up to map isomorphism. But something is bad. Something bad happened, because I was talking before about 14 families, and many people also are talking about 14 families. What's wrong? Wrong is that people usually ask for action of full automorphism group, but we are asking or talking about actions of orientation preserving automorphism group. Our quotients are in fact double covers of these quotients which are introduced, for example, in Orbanich thesis or the related paper. So sometimes it may happen that Alan Orbanich, probably also in your paper, in other paper, these quotients determine families which are merged in our classification, and this problem can be solved anyway, because we can look for non-orientable double quotients which are in fact maps these maps are our maps are double covers of these maps, and in this case these families which are double covered merged into one family. So that's why we obtained a little worse, maybe in sense classification, but it's quite easy to compute this classification and look for double quotients after, simply. And we have to look to these quotients a little bit closer to find the correspondence. It is quite easy, I think. So, how to provide this, our incomplete but easier classification? Well, at first, what we need to do is to set voltage assignments and use voltage lifting techniques, which also Roman described in his talk. So, for example, first family is in a correspondence with regular maps. These quotients is in a correspondence with regular hypermaps, and these are others. These blue edges in the quotients are in fact spanning trees of the map, which will gain voltage 1. So this is just for convenience. You will see also that also vertices obtains voltages. So this extended voltage assignment and lifting procedure is needed. Another task is to find the symmetries which glues together these edges or semi-edges, which in terms of group theory, because now we are talking about auto-automorphism of respective voltage groups. And it is quite easy, but you have to be a little bit careful. For example, in this family, this is an example how to find the corresponding symmetries. This map has two edges, so we will need to have at least one symmetry which will glue together these edges, these edge fibers. This much more convenient to consider this map as a truncation map and then upstairs glue together this vertex orbits or deal in some similar way. We are in fact doing this in the voltage in the lifting procedure which was described by Roman. So this is map, this is spanning tree, this is its truncation, and since this map is now four vertex map, you have to complete also spanning tree. The images of these dots have to be preserved. This is in fact the representative of the one vertex. This is the representative of the second vertex, and we have also to add, just for convenience, some dots to the edges in a spanning tree to compute the permutation of dots which will give rise the symmetries. These symmetries have to satisfy this condition. It have to be automorphism of the map, but have to reverse the orientation. It should be out of automorphism preserving group. And it has to preserve that reverting involution of map downstairs, because it has to be map isomorphism. So you might try to experiment and send A to X minus 1 and then reconstruct by using these rules the whole permutation of dots. So this is the first permutation and this is the second. But you have to be a little bit careful, because the Digon is the only map which automorphism group doesn't fit into automorphism group of the graph. So that's why you cannot recognize whether some orientation reversing automorphism is the same as orientation preserving. In fact, the rotation makes the same things as an antipodal reflection. And this is, you have to, if you want to be sure, you have to work with flag graph. But in that case, everything is working, so we can assign the voltages, okay, in this sense, just abstract voltages to our darts and reconstruct these two symmetries. And in other situation, it looks like that this map or this quotient gives rise just to one symmetry, which sends this semi-edge to this semi-edge, and that's all. You have two families here. Here is also just one symmetry, one reflection. And here you have geometrically two reflections which reverse the orientation, but in fact one of these reflections, diagonal reflection, is nothing but these reflections times something orientation preserving. So we have in fact just one symmetry which is interesting. Now we want to reconstruct, to put some real voltages of from finite discrete groups to our abstract voltages, and we use Marston-Condor's list of discrete group actions, which is on his page, and some of these actions are not published, but this is not so difficult to publish, but they are quite large files, 30 megabytes or something more of actions in text form, and especially in this toroidal case, this case is really difficult, was really difficult. It took 3 months. And also we have to look in his list, in particular group in his list, whether they admits existence of prescribed reflections. And this is voltage assignments and also conditions on generators taken from this list from the web, for example. So for first case, it is nothing but construct regular map and use generators G1, G2. Well, I have to say anything else. You may not have the list which are published in by name list of chiral regular maps, a list of orientable reflexible maps, and so on, because these are in another presentation, which is not so convenient. But there is also in the bottom of this list the list of large group actions, and this is good list to use, and we are using exactly this list. These are the same, but for example, list of chiral and reflexible are merged together, and also the groups in this list are exactly the quotient of Fuchsian groups of given orbifold type. So there is no triangular groups as a presentation and so on. So in the case of regular hypermaps, again everything is working. So just put two generators of the map of the group into these voltages, and you can lift. In this case, you will also put three generators, because this group is in fact four generated, but fourth generator is can be obtained from using these three generators. So that's why this fourth generator doesn't appear in voltage assignment. And if you take some quadrangular group from this list, you have to check whether there exists an automorphism which sends first generator to second one to first one, and third one to its inverse. And if this automorphism exists for this group, you can use this group for construct map of family E3. Okay, the fourth family splits into two cases. You have to check also automorphism of the respective groups in fifth family again, and for the sixth family there are special lists which are not published, but this list are much more convenient to use because these reflections, okay, these external symmetries are counted into the presentation of respective groups. So you just put generators of this group which are in these lists. So, and you have quotient voltage assignment from finite group. You can use this procedure which of lifting, and you will obtain all the maps. That's all. Well, you have to also think about another problems or questions around. For example, in these families, in every family you may permute branch indices or branch indices in between branch points, and you will obtain some the dual images of the maps. But sometimes it may appear if maybe it's not self-dual. For example, here is dual is the loop. You have to construct duals by hand. But this is not a problematic. If you have permutation representation, you will just take DRL time, period L instead of DRL. But also by permutation, you will obtain six other duals of this hypermap, for example. Again, this is self-dual, so by permutation you will obtain something like dual images. Also here, and here also you will have two loops as a dual, so you have to construct dual by hand. But this is not problematic. And also here you may have another dual image. And okay, another remark. Some of these toroidal branch indices may be equal to 1 because this doesn't fail hyperbolicity condition and doesn't fail the non-degeneracy condition. So that's why we need, in fact, these two signatures to consider. And as concerns map isomorphism problem, If you construct your voltage group, you may your map from the voltage group, you may also ask what is the orientation presenting automorphism group, and if its group is a little bit bigger than your voltage group, you may throw it away because you are just constructing subgroup or map which will appear or it already appeared in your list. So this is quite easy. As concerns group actions itself, this is in some sense quite straightforward, but we have to sit a little bit for a little while and go through the all claims about actions and check whether two actions are equivalent or not, but this is not a hard problem. And since we are working with permutation representation of the map, we have by lifting we can obtain lots of information. For example, is underlying graph simple? Is it polytopal, polygonal, polyhedral? Also, we may ask whether map is regular or half arc transitive. So that's why this is the difference that map is by definition edge transitive, but it is vertex transitive, but may the action may not be regular, and so on. The bipartition is quite simple to question, so we may ask for many and many, many invariants. And probably, if somebody wants, I can compute everything. So, thank you for all who survived to this point. Yes, there are many. I can show you even in Genus 2. I have nice examples. I didn't compute, but I can include to the program. This is not complicated. Thank you.